Oh, but you could change that anyhow.
Okay.
Do I wait until the morning?
How is like my first week in person?
Got it. Okay, you don't have to sit on top of each other, so it's up to you.
It's gonna be weird for all of them over there. You're gonna yell. We're not gonna hear. Get that bad audio to that corner of the room.
Okay. Whatever. Whatever works. Last time we began discussing the sugya of the Zman Chafifa. And Machlokas Rashi and the Sheiltos, how to read the Gemara, and whether the Iker Zman Chafifa is Bayom or the Iker Zman Chafifa is Balayla. Rashi assumes that the Iker Zman Chafifa and practical level is Bayom, meaning in theory, Chafifa should have optimally been performed at night. However, we're concerned if you're going to perform Chafifa at night, then there's a possibility that the woman is going to be Mahuma Labesa, and she's not going to do a good job. Therefore, in practice, Chafifa is performed optimally by Yom, unless it's a low Efshir situation, where there's an impossibility of performing Chafifa by Yom, then Chafifa is performed by Laila. So we'll come back to this, but there are Girsos and Rashi, whether the low Efshir, the Gemara Samechah Samin Aleph, is that low Efshir only even a Motzei Shabbos, where it's low Efshir to do Chafifa Bayom properly because of the gap between Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, and therefore you do Chafifa optimally in that case, Balayla, or is it only where there's a larger gap of 2 days, a Yontiv that follows the Shabbos, and that's the case where you need to do Chafifa Balayla. So that may be totally on Gursos here in Rashi, but there is such a low Efshir case where we tell you to do Chafifa Balayla, but otherwise Chafifa is performed by Yom. The position of the Sheiltos is that optimally Chafifa is performed Balayla in order to be Masmech Chafifa to Tefillah as much as possible, and it's only in a low Efshir situation as in a Tefillah on Yontif, on Lil Shabbos, where Chafifa cannot be performed at night, and that's where we perform Chafifa by Yom. And we noted that Tosfos and the Rosh have the minhag to be choshesh in a sense for both shitos, to be maskil Chafifa by Yom, and to continue that Chafifa into the night. So let's turn now to Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes in Se'if Gimel, very hot in here.
Yeah.
The window's not open. It does it whatever you want. I'm sorry? I don't know. I don't want the owl to fly out if we open the door. So the Mechaber writes, Chafifa tzricha liyos l'chachila samach l'tfilasa. So the chachila is to perform chafifa samach t'tfila. V'minag akasher shetaska lachav mibod yom. Minag akasher is to begin the chafifa mibod yom. V'yasekes b'chafifa ad shetachshach, and she should engage in chafifa until nightfall. V'yaz tippal. So minhag hakasher is to be maskil b'yom and to continue ad shetachshach. But before the minhag hakasher, what does the mechaber assume ikar adin? Chafifa tzmicha liyos l'chachila samach l'tfila. So that sounds like chafifa on a ikar adin level is balayla. That sounds like the she'iltos, that the Iker Chafifa is a night. Minhag HaKasher, to start in the daytime and to continue into night. And that's what the Gaon points out in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Kanal Lukapeir Shashiltos, Sham Vitosvos, the Kakosvi Rov HaPoskim, that Mechaber is reflecting the position of the Shiltos, that in the Iker Adin, Chafifa is optimally performed at night. What about this, the Minhag Kasher? Actually, before that. So, Chafifa Tzricha Liyos L'Chachila Samach L'Tfilasa. What does Samach L'Tfilasa mean? So, Rav Osner, Shira Shevet Alevi, points out that, as we've noted in the past in other contexts, Samach traditionally means a half hour. So you would have assumed that the optimal time for Chafifa is within a half hour of when you perform tefillah. That's a Kol HaTorah Kula definition of Samuch, Erev Pesach, and Samuch L'Mincha L'Yachal Ad Shetachshach. However, Shaul HaMeshiv, Marsham, quote a Yerayim, that in the context of Chafifa and tefillah, Chafifa should be performed within 2 or 3 hours of the tefillah. And that's what the samach means in this context. Lashana Yoreim, Simon Kafav, samach lechafifa peirusho, beis sha'os o begimel, tava. Samach lechafifa means that within 2 or 3 hours of the tefillah, that's when chafifa should be performed. Okay. So the Mechaber seems to be passing that the Shiltas on, in principle, Chafifa is at night. He quotes the Minhag HaKasher of Tosfos and the Rosh to perform Chafifa beginning of the day, going into the night. And the Rama says, U'bishas adchak, shetzricha lachuf bayom, o she efshar lalachuf bayom, v'tzricha lachuf balayla, yichol alasas. So the Minhag HaKasher is to do it day into night. In a shas atchak situation where you have to do chafifa exclusively by day, or you have to do chafifa exclusively by night, that is acceptable. Yechola litba. So what does the Rama hold about the Iker Zman chafifa? So from the formulation here of the Rama, it doesn't sound like he's taking a stand as to whether day is better than night or night's better than day. V'shas atchak, shetzricha lachav bayom. Oh, sheyefshar lachav bayom, etzricha lachav balayla. Yechalasa. So it sounds like each of them are of equivalent status, that if you have to do it in the daytime, that's okay. If you have to do it in the nighttime alone, that's okay. But from this line of the remote, it doesn't sound like he's taking a stand of the two, which is better. The push comes to shove. Is it better to do in the daytime or better to do it in the nighttime? However, the Rama in Shuva is much more explicit that he assumes like the She'iltas. And the Darkei Moshe also, it's not clear. The Darkei Moshe is just, it's Mitzayin the Rishonim here. But in Shuva Sarama, Simen Yutes, the Shuva Sarama, Simen Yutes is a parallel question to the Shuva Marshal, contemporaries. The Shuva Marshal we'll talk about in a few moments. The situation where there was a concern that doing the standard timeline of Chafifa followed by Tefillah is going to lead to a lack of tznius because of publicity based on where the mikveh is situated and the traffic outside the mikveh. So in that context, if something has to give in order to preserve the tznius of Leil Tefillah, the Rama writes as follows: Simin Yutes, u'me'ata nira dehu pashut de le'inyan dina hilchas akedivri hashiltos v'chein ray laharos. That if push comes to shove, in principle, even though the ideal is to fulfill this minhag atosis in the rush, but in principle, we assume like the shiltos that the ikra chafifa is balayla. Darei af Rashi mo de le'divri hashiltos demutar lachof balayla. As Tosus explains within Rashi, Rashi acknowledges that a chafifa at night is fully acceptable. It's just preferable to do chafifa by yom. Aval she'iltos eina modim l'divrei Rashi demutar lachof by yom. But the Shiltos doesn't acknowledge the same for Rashi. The Shiltos doesn't say that you can do chafifa by yom under normal circumstances. According to Rashi, if there's a need to do chafifa balayla, you can do chafifa balayla. According to the Shiltos, unless it's impossible to do chafifa balayla, you can never do chafifa bayom. So the Shiltos is not exactly parallel to Rashi in the opposite direction. Rashi acknowledges the possibility of tefillah balayla, even if it's just for a matter in theory of convenience, But the Shiltos doesn't acknowledge the possibility of Tefillah Bayom unless there's absolutely no alternative. So it's clear in the Chuas HaRama that the Rama is assuming, as we just explained in the Mechaber, that on a Ikir Hadin level, we assume like the Shiltos. The Beis Yosef made the same observation that the Rama makes here in Tshuva on the Tor. The Tor uses a parallel lashon for both Rashi and the Shiltos of Mutav. The Torah says that according to Rashi, Mutav Shetachav Bayom, it's better to do it in the daytime. And according to the Shiltos, Mutav Lachov Balayla. According to the Shiltos, better to do it at night. However, the Beis Yosef doesn't like that. Beis Yosef says that, no, it's not parallel. It's true that according to Rashi, muta to do the chafifa bayom, but you can do it at night if necessary, but it's not true for the Shiltos in the opposite direction. The Shiltos does not give you the same latitude to do chafifa bayom if you want to, unless there's absolutely no alternative. So that's where the Beis Yosef has his hasaga on Lashon HaTor. And the Rama says the same thing in Tshuva Simen Yud Your test. So in light of that, even though in the precise formulation of the Rama, you don't get the impression that he favors Tefillah Bayom over Tefillah Balayla in a Shafatak situation per se or vice versa, but coming on the heels of the Mechaber, who more clearly is like the Shiltos, and in light of the Rama and Tshuva, then I think we have to say the Shita Sarama is the same, that Tefillah Balayla is strongly preferable, unless it's impossible to do tefillah balayla. The Darkei Tshuva, yeah, Moshe.
Doesn't Sif Dalet sound? They both sound like we're holding like the Rashi.
Well, we'll get to Sif Dalet soon. I don't. I could see where you're coming from, but we'll have to put Sif Dalet in context when we get there. Okay. Darkei Tshuva, Sif Katan Kaf Dalet, quotes from a Sefer Tiferes Tzvi that in practice you can only do Chafifa Balayla in a situation where it's an ones that affects everyone, a universal ones, like a Motzei Shabbos situation, that you always should do Chafifa Bayom, or start Bayom, and it's only in a onus situation like Motzei Shabbos do you do Chafifa Balayla. It's clear in the Rama that the Rama and Tshuva did not say that. It's in the continuation of that Tshuva Sarama that we just read, Simen Yotes. He says, Nira demina ganashim eino adif mikirdina. Deladivya sheiltos to asir lachuf bayom mikalmakam midala efshach hafefeth bayom. So according to the Shiltos, who says, in general, you're not allowed to do Chafifa Bayom, not just it's not a good idea, you're not allowed to. Still, the Shiltos acknowledges that below Efshar, it's Mutter Bayom. So, Kol Shekayim, below Efshar, Lekayim, Minag Anashim, Shemutter, Lassos, Kedin, Velachuv, Lechachila Balayim. So, Kol Shekayim, if it's just a matter of being Mekayim, the Minag Anashim, of starting Chafifa Bayom and continuing Balayla, so you could do away with that minhag if there's a compelling reason, and you could do all the chafifa balayla. V'nira lomer delav dafka delo efshar mishum shu shabbos yantiv do adin sharonis. We say that we can dispense with that minhag if there's a reason, not just a reason like motzai shabbos, but even any other kind of onus. And he says that's apparent in the Rambam as well. The Lashon HaRambam, Perek Beis, Mikvos, Halacha Tezayin. In Asher Lalach of Balayla Velipo Miyah Tech of the Chafifa Reza Meshubach, the ideal is to be Masmi Chafifa Litfila at night. Ubisha Satchak, Omen Neacholi, Chofefes, Afila Be'er Shabbos, Vitavelis Mosa Shabbos. In a Shasatchak situation or a Makam Choli situation, you can even be Marchik the Chafifa from the Tfila by a full day. You can do the Chafifa Erev Shabbos and the Tfila Motzei Shabbos. And in a Choli situation, you could do the same thing. You could have that kind of a gap. So the Ramah here in Siman Yotas and Tshuva notes that that's apparent in the Rambam, that even if there is a personal onus, not just a calendrical onus, then you can dispense with the Masmi Chafifa L'Tfila. So here too, if that's the case for what is true L'Dina, then the Ramah says definitely true for what's the case L'Min Haga, that you can dispense the minhag of starting the tefillah by yom going into the night, even if it's only a personal onus choli that prevents you from fulfilling that minhag. Rav Osner in the Shiur Shevet Alevi has even in a situation where this will be true in both directions. In practice, even though the Ramah, let's say, is in the camp of the Sheiltos, but in practice, if you can't do, not only where you can't do Chafifa Bayom, you do Chafifa Balayla in the and not fulfill the minhag of starting Bayom, but even if there's an onus situation that prevents you from doing Chafifa Balayla, you could do Chafifa Bayom, as is Mefurish in the Ramah here, that that's a Shas Adchak. So Rav Osner says that's even in a case where, let's say, you're concerned that there won't be enough hot water at night to do the Chafifa properly. So that's also enough of a reason to allow the Chafifa Bayom. And the Marshal, Marshal Simon Vav, quoted in the Shach Sivkat and Vav, the Marshal in that situation where the mikvah was near the shul, and the woman didn't want to walk into the mikvah nib'od yom to do chafifa because that was a lack of tznius, because people are congregating outside the shul and they would see the woman walking in when it's light outside, as opposed to if they were to come later on once it's dark, then they wouldn't be noticed. So the Marshal says, even though if all things being equal, we fulfill the minog of the minogatosis and the rush of starting chafifa bayom, but here, where there's a potential lack of tznius that's going to be engendered by fulfilling this minhag, then there's no problem in abandoning the minhag. Lashon HaMarshal is ein zakaroi bitul minhag v'hetera iser. In this case, where we're telling the woman to do chafif exclusively at night, because to go in the daytime would be a violation of tznius, that's not considered to be bitul minhag. El adaraba tikun v'gederhu l'sakein. So don't look at it as a bitul of a minhag, look at it as a takana, a geder, to avoid a violation of tznius. And Kol Shekhen, we'll get to this in a few moments, but the Marshal references a takana, that if you're going to do Chafifa exclusively Balayla, then you should do it for a longer period of time, he says an hour, to avoid the concern of Rashi that maybe if a woman's doing Chafifa at night, she's going to be Mehuma Lebesa and not do a thorough job. So in practice, the Psak of the Ramah is that if there's a Shas Adchak in either situation, you could do Chafifa exclusively by Yom or Chafifa exclusively by Laila, which means that even though in principle the Ramah seems to be assuming like the Sheiltos that you can't just cavalierly do Chafifa by Yom, but if there is a Shas Adchak situation, even a personal Shas Adchak, that's enough to allow you to do Tefillah by Yom. That's considered Bichlal, the low Efsher of the Gemara. The low Efsher is not only if there's a calendrical impediment, but even if there's a practical personal impediment as well. The machlokes between Rav Osner and Rav Elyashiv about a matter of degree are the following. To what extent should you try to preserve this mina kasher of the mechaber of Tosfos and the Rush to start the tefillah, start the chafifa bayom. So Rav Osner says that someone's learning a kolel, so it's better that he leave Seder early to come home to allow his wife to do the chafifa mibayom, presumably as long as his chavrus is not going to figure out why he's leaving early. That it's enough of a reason to fulfill this minhag to leave Seder early and get home to watch the kids so that your wife can do chafifa mibayom. That's what Rav Osner says. And Rabbi Morgenstern, page Reish Samuches, quotes from Rav Eliashiv, that Rav Eliashiv didn't think it was necessary to leave Seder early. And Kol Shekein, if you're learning with the Chavrusa, that you shouldn't cause your Chavrusa of Bittul Torah in order to be a Mekayim, this Lechachila Minag of doing Chafifa Bayom. Especially since Mikra did, we assume like the Sheltos, that the Iker's Man Chafifa is Balayla. Rav Eliashiv does note that there also is a matter of degree and perspective, that you can't, if someone's learning afternoon Seder, goes to night Seder, he shouldn't come home and cause his wife to come to the mikveh after the last appointment. It shouldn't make the mikveh attendant stay longer than she would normally be staying. So that's a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. But within reason, you shouldn't leave your starim early in order to allow a kiyum of this minag of starting the chafifa bayom, because it's a minag kasher, but not at the expense of your bittul Torah, not at the expense of your chavrus's bittul Torah. So I would imagine that if we're makel not to leave Seder early to light Hanukkah candles, which is perhaps more medina than this minag kasher, then stands to reason not to leave Seder early to facilitate chafifa mebel yom either. The Badi Shulchan notes the following on page Kuf Aleph, that nowadays, he says, many people are not overly makbid to do chafifa bayom, because if you're potentially two reasons. If you're going to be makbid to start the chafifa mibod yom, so number one, there may be lachats there, especially in the winter, it's early, you have small kids at home, other distractions. It could lead to a violation of sneas if there are kids at home are going to realize that it's a little strange that the bath is running at 3:30 in the 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So for those reasons, Badi Shulchan acknowledges that there is ample reason, when necessary, not to fulfill this mitzvah and to just do chafifa entirely balayla. As we noted last time, the Shach is of the opinion that Rashi is correct through and through. The Migra din chafifa always has to be bayom, at least lechachila. But most of the later poskim are not as concerned about that shach. Okay. Where there are other considerations, be it the lack of tznius, be it the whole reason to be makdim chafifa bayom, is to be mekayim l'shitas and to avoid a situation of shelo tehem mehuma l'beis according to Rashi. But if it's going to cause the same problem by starting the chafif bayom, they're going to be belachats, then you haven't necessarily been marviach anything either. So there's definitely a significant latitude among the later poskim that if there are other competing factors to do chafif exclusively balayla, then there is ample reason to do chafif only balayla. Rabbi Willie tends to be a general makel on these things, that whenever the more convenient time to do chafifa is, that's when you should do chafifa. Yeah, in theory, all things are equal, you have the min hakasher, but where they're going to be impediments, then you do chafifa when is convenient. Yeah.
Father, I still haven't raised the possibility of doing it the night before.
the night before? I mean, under normal circumstances? No, so...
whatever reason, like, the day isn't good.
No, so we generally would avoid bimarka kafifa min atfila by a day unless it's a yontav or a Shabbat situation. But like Rabbi Willard says, if especially you know, nowadays, if you can't, out of COVID, can't do the preparations of the mikvah, and it's not practical to do it at home and kids are home, chosik tznias later in the day, so Rabbi Willick says you can do it in the morning too, if push comes to shove. That may create a little bit of exposure if we'll talk about the sugya of what happens if you fight the chatzitza afterwards. There's more grounds to be mekel if you were masbech the chafifa to the tefillah. But mikra adin, as long as you do another iyan and srika and the shower later on, some of the tefillah, even if you haven't done the whole bath later, Nick or dinner, if there's no choice, that would be sufficient. Okay, so what is the amount of time that a woman should dedicate to the chafifa? Darkei Tshuva on Sifkatan Kaf Gimel writes a half hour. Chafifa should be a half hour. Presumably half hour minimum. The Marshal that we just quoted referred to the minug that if you're going to do the chafif exclusively balayla, where we're concerned on some level that she might be mehuma lebesa, so then you should be makbid to do the chafifa for an entire hour. The Rav Avner points out, when the Marshal says do the chafif for an hour, it doesn't mean that you have to be in the bathtub for an hour. It means that the entire preparations should last for an hour. And Rabbi Morgenstern quotes the same from Avliyashiv. And he quotes that even though in principle, we really shouldn't require that amount of time anymore. Because in the time of the Marashal, cleaning kalim and materials weren't of the same quality that we have now. So centuries ago, it took longer to do a proper cleaning than it does now. So in principle, you would have said that an hour 500 years ago is not the same hour now. They don't need as much time. But given that this has been a long-standing minhag Yisrael going back centuries, so it's appropriate to still be mekayim the minhag to do achanos for a full hour, and that's generally the accepted recommendation to do an hour of hachanos as part of the chafifa. Rabbi Morgenstern does quote from Ovi Yashiv that in a situation of lachatz, of dechak, it's late, the mikvah attendant's going to leave, or there's a lot of traffic in the mikvah, and you don't have the luxury of spending the full hour. So Ovi Yashiv's recommendation was that you should decide ahead of time how much time are you going to dedicate to the chafifa to make sure that that's a reasonable amount of time to cover everything that needs to be covered, and to be of the mindset that you're not going to compromise on that a lot amount of time, and you're not going to do any less than that, and that would avoid the concern of being mehuma lebesa as well. Rav Moshe pretty much says the same thing. Chelik beis simen pei aleph yoredeya, chelik beis simen pei aleph. Moshe writes, the context is a situation where you don't have the ability of doing chafifa early. You don't have the ability of starting by yom. You're going to a mikvah where they only open when it's night. So as far as the hour goes, Moshe writes, im yodas she'ena tzricha shah shlema v'asher sheregila lirchos b'chol yom ve'en la saros eruko. So she knows that she never needs a whole hour, because she's no stranger to taking baths, and she doesn't have such long hair. Tikva kolpan is mana yadua la shetucha lasas chafifa tova, the minisinus will love him here. So she should decide ahead of time how much time does it take to do a proper chafifa, and stick to that timetable. Shekodim asman shetikva lo titva l'shem ofen v'teitzei b'zei yidei shtei yashitas rash v'shiltos chatzas marashal. That way, she'll be sure not to compromise on the quality of the chatifa, and we're not going to run into a potential of tehei muhuma lebesa. What about where women? Yeah,
is there then like an eitzah tova for women to keep track how long
I mean, how long does it really take to do a proper chafifa?
Yeah. You know, like if they ever find themselves in this kind of situation.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Mm-hmm. The ideal is to stick with the hour, and if that's in a given situation not feasible, then to have the minimum time that you're not going to go below that minimum. Yeah. What about, yeah, Mayor?
I just don't understand what Rabbi Morgenstern was quoting from Rabbi Yashiv. Nowadays, since it's easier for us to clean, we don't need the whole hour, but you should still do hachanos for an hour. But what are you going to spend an hour doing if it's so much easier for us nowadays? It doesn't take that long for a person to check themselves. What's he recommending? Should she go slower?
I guess so. I mean, I think most women who take the hour aren't just sitting and meditating for 45 minutes. It's maybe in principle you could do it in less time, but they have a system and do it in a relaxed way, and maybe think about other pleasant things while doing the chafifa. What about the situation where you do a chafifa bayom? So in principle, the hour thing was only in the context of a chafifa balayla, because if you do a chafifa bayom, we're not concerned about tehei muhuma lebesa. However, the Rabbi Morgenstern quotes, no, it's not Rabbi Morgenstern, I think, was it Revuzner? I forget. One of the contemporary Sfarim, I think it might have been Shira Sheva Levi, but I don't remember 100%. One of the contemporary Sfarim says, I think it's a Shira Sheva Levi. He says that even the daytime, it's better to do an hour if you can. But in principle, the reason for the hour doesn't really apply by Yom, because we don't have that concern of Tehei Muhuma Lebesa. Okay. Let's move on to Se'if Dalet. Chal Tvilasa B'motzei Shabbos, she efshar lachav mibad yom, tachav b'leil tvilasa. So if you have a Motzei Shabbos Tvila, you can't do chafifa on Shabbos day, then you have to do chafifa at night. So the Mechaber is essentially quoting the Lashon HaTor with a slight variation, but in the Beis Yosef, he takes issue with the Torah's formulation. The Lashon HaTor is Chal Tvilasa B'motzei Shabbos, She'efshar La Lachav Mibad Yom, Dai La B'chafifas Leil Tvilasa. It's sufficient to do chafifa b'leil tefila. So it says the Beis Yosef, what does that mean? Divrei Rabbeinu Stumen. Dinira shaliba de kuli alma balash mi enuken. So the Mechaber, the Tor, previously quoted Machlokas Rashi l'shiltos, and here the Tor just makes a single statement without qualification, which sounds like he's writing l'kuli alma. But that's not true, says the Beis Yosef. Alessa. So according to the Shiltos, Moshe Shabbos is no different than any other night. You're supposed to do Chafifa Balayla. So what does it mean? It's enough to do it at night. I mean, it's enough. That's what you're supposed to do it according to the Shiltos. Moshe Shabbos is no different than a Wednesday night. Al-Rashi, she's over the Iker Chafifa Bayom, who the Isra Flashmina and the Kashakal Tvilasa B'Motzei Shabbos, Daila b'chafif is well tefilasa. So that statement of the Torah is only really relevant according to Rashi. According to the Shilta, it's pashtet that you do tefillah at night. It's no different than any other night. So according to Rashi, that normally you do tefillah by yom, Motzei Shabbos you have to do tefillah b'alayla. So the Mechaber doesn't have that die, and the Mechaber seems to be working off the Shiltos. That Sif Gimel, we said in the Mechaber, was reflecting the Shiltos. And Sif Dalid, Chal Filasa b'Motzei Shabbos, Shiefshe Lachav b'Bod Yom, Tachav b'Lel Filasa. So the Efshe Shetachav b'Bod Yom is in the context of the Min HaKasher that the Mechaber just quoted in Sif Gimel. That during the week, Min HaKasher to start in the daytime and to go into the night. But say Shabbos, that's not an option. So you just do it at night. And that's the Shita of the Shiltos. Okay? Then the Tor has another line. The Tor continues. Umikon lokom minag yafe shetirchos v'tachof yafe b'Erev Shabbos. There's a minag yafe to do chafif on Erev Shabbos. Ubemotzai Shabbos tachuf ma'at, and then on Motzai Shabbos you do a little more chafifa, v'tisrok sarasa, and you comb your hair. So the Torah says that is a min hag yafa. Says the Beis Yosef there, gamzem evur shival das Rashi, she'ikr chafifa hu kodem le'el tfilasa. So that makes sense according to Rashi, that the Iker Chafifa is by Yom. So here, if you have a Motzei Shabbos tefillah, you do some Chafifa, or you do Chafifa on Erev Shabbos. So that's Mekayim, at least B'mitzas, Shitas Rashi. Yiladivri Shiltos, Iker Chafifa B'leil Tefillah, Salam and Sarach Lachim Erev Shabbos. According to the Shiltos, there's no Harvacha doing anything on Erev Shabbos. But then he says, "Afilu de Rashi yesh l'tamoa, lama kasev shetirchos v'tachim erev Shabbos, hakeva de l'das Rashi mutar lachuf b'layla afilu chachila." According to Rashi, you can do chafifa b'layla even l'chachila. So, what do you gain by doing the chafifa on erev Shabbos? There shouldn't even be a minhag yafa. LMK, Nomar, de la Tame Azil, de Savar, de la Rashi, Eina Yechol, Lacha Balayla, Elamitocha Dochek. Dashta Minag Yafa, da Fila Bishasat Chak, Ishasak, and Komai Dasher. Unless we'll say that Rashi only allows Fila Balayla where there's no choice. And here there's a little bit of a choice. You could still do something by Yom and Erev Shabbos, and that's a Mitzas Kiyam of Chafifa Bayom, according to Rashi. So that the Beis Yosef is troubled by the Minag Yafa in the Torah, and the Beis Yosef doesn't quote that in Shulchan Aruch. He just says straight, Motzei Shabbos tefillah, you do chafifa, Motzei Shabbos, end of story. The Ramah adds, Mikal Makom, Minag Yafa hu shetirchot heitev erev Shabbos, ube Motzei Shabbos taksor v'tachov v'tisrog mat. Minag Yafa to do v'chitza heitev erev Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos to do a little chafifa and srika as well. So where is the Ramah coming from? This is clearly what the Torah writes, but in the context of the Ramah, as we explained it till now, where does this minhag yafa fit in? Rav Eger raises the following question with this Ramah. Rav Eger tshuvas kama seven pei aleph at the end. He writes, to me, honey, Zeu minag yafa lachuf me'er Shabbos, mikal makom, lama tachuf rak ma'at b'motzei Shabbos. If you're going to say that somehow doing the chafifa on Erev Shabbos is your marviach something according to Rashi, but bottom line, Mikra Adin, we assume like the Shilta said, the Ikra Chafifa is Amotzei Shabbos. So the why does the Ramah say, Chafifa Erev Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos, you should do a little bit more. And so it sounds like the Ikra Chafifa is Erev Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is just a little bit extra. Amikah Karfaka Ben Chafifa Latvila, Eger Chafifa Belaila, Samach Latvila. The came into he Haikarius, Lamasagi Bechafifa Muetas. We still have to be masked with Chafifa to Tvila as much as possible. So why is the Ramah saying that this minhag tells you to do the Ikra Chafifa and Erev Shabbos and a little bit more Motzai Shabbos? Rabbi Morgenstern goes from Avil Yashiv in answering this Ha'ar of Rabbi Kiveger, that the minhag in the Ramah doesn't necessarily mean that we're prioritizing the Erev Shabbos Chafifa over the Motzai Shabbos Chafifa. It could be that in principle, the Ikra Chafifa is still the Motzai Shabbos Chafifa. To be Masme Chafifa Latvila, because in the Ikra Din, we assume like the, in principle, we assume like the Shiltas. The Ramah is just reflecting a Ha'ara in Metzias, or an observation in Metzias, which is that once you do a Chafifa in Erev Shabbos, there isn't so much left to do Motzai Shabbos. If you're doing a proper, rigorous washing in Erev Shabbos, what are you going to be touching over Shabbos that's going to create new chatzitzas? If you're not cooking on Shabbos, you're not engaging in normal weekday activities, you're home. So how dirty are you going to get between Erev Shabbos and Motzai Shabbos? So you have to do whatever chafifa is required to make sure that you're 100% clean on Motzai Shabbos, but that's relatively ma'at compared to what you do in Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos is the first time you're doing the chafifa. That's what he quotes from Avil Yashiv, and he says that there might be the kavan of the Taz as well in Sifkat and Zion. The tisrok ma'at nira the aflas she'ilto sagi b'hachi. That even according to the Sheltos, that in principle, everything needs to be done Motzei Shabbos. But if Lamaisa you did a Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, you only have to do Srika Ma'at Motzei Shabbos. The Alpha P did who? Iker Chafifa Balaila. Im Kain Srika Lach of Harbe Lechachila. Mikol Mokom, Modim Khan, the Mahani Chafifa de Erev Shabbos, it's sorry for Chafifa Mu'etis de Sagi B'Hachi. In principle, once you did a robust Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, so you'll be mitzaref whatever there's left to clean or to wash again, Motzei Shabbos, to that chafifa. But in practice, you've fulfilled the full chafifa on Motzei Shabbos with whatever is left to do.
We also dispense the time requirement on Motzei Shabbos.
then you would likely dispense with the time requirement also. Okay. Rabbi Karp has the following suggestion as far as the source of the minhag quoted in the Ramah, which is a different perspective on what this minhag is. He notes the following lashon in the Smag, Alav in Simon Kuf Yud Aleph. Smag Kuf Yud Aleph. He says the Sefer Truman says it also. There are a few words of difference between the Smag and Sefer Truma. So I think it's a lot clearer. The point he's trying to make, I think, it's a lot more explicit in the Smag than the Sefer Truma. So we'll quote the Smag. The Smag writes, Tov v'nachon hu hadavar le'isha hachofefes me'er Shabbos v'tovelus l'motzei Shabbos. So it's appropriate for a woman who's going to be doing chafif and Erev Shabbos and tefillah motzai Shabbos, she tirchatz be'erev me'erev Shabbos kol gufa v'rosha, that she should wash her entire body in Erev Shabbos. U'kisheyiyah motzai Shabbos techamim kedeber gedola mleya chamin, and kol motzai Shabbos she should heat up a big pot of water. V'teshav shev sham gufa v'adayim, and she should rinse her water with her hands, meaning she's not going to take a bath, she's just going to heat up water in a pot and rinse her body with that water. V'tisrak gam rosha od b'masrei keitev, and then she should comb her hair. And then I'll read you a line of the Shari Dura, which is similar. Shari Dura Simen Yud. Hecha shechalios b'lel tfilasa b'lel motzei Shabbos o motzei Yontiv. Nachon shetirchas me'er Shabbos me'er Yontiv kol gufa v'rosha. U'motzei Shabbos o Yontiv t'chamim yora v'teshashef gufa b'yado v'gam tisar gosha b'masrik. So Rabbi Karp understands in the Smak, and a little less explicit than the Sefer Truman of the Shari Dura, that the reason for the preference of doing Chafif and Erev Shabbos is that if you're going to wait to Motzei Shabbos to do everything, it's going to take a long time to heat up all the water that you're going to need to do a proper Chafifa. Because as it is, the Smak says, heat up a pot of water to rinse with. But to heat up a pot of water, or enough water to take a bath in, that's going to take a long time. And that's going to be unnecessarily delaying the tefillah on Motzei Shabbos. So Rabbi Karp thinks, based on this smag, that the real reason for the minhag of the Ramah is not to be choshish for Shitas Rashi, but out of a concern that if you're going to wait to do everything till Motzei Shabbos, then that's going to delay the tefillah significantly. So better on Erev Shabbos, when you have the luxury of heating up water way in advance, you take a proper bath Erev Shabbos, and then you'll do a second less rigorous Chafifa Motzei Shabbos, rinsing as opposed to taking a bath, and that's not going to delay you too much as far as getting to the mikvah within a reasonable amount of time. So Rabbi Karp says, if that's the case, then that reason does not apply anymore the way it used to. We have heating in the home, and we can much more easily heat up water as soon as Shabbos is over. So that reason for the minhag is not as compelling as it used to be in the time of the Rishonim. And for that reason, that gives you more latitude if there's a calculation to, in the Motzei Shabbos situation, just do Chafifa Balayla, then one is fully in her right to do so. So especially situation, as we discussed, to do proper Chafifa Erev Shabbos, can't go to the mikveh to do it, you have to do it at home. At home, there are other people at home. So that could lead to a lack of snias, could lead to rushing on Erev Shabbos. So where there are the other standard counterbalancing situations about when to do Chafifa, the Rabbi Karp's Svara is another reason to be much more understanding of doing an exclusive Motzei Shabbos Chafifa if you have a Motzei Shabbos Tevila. Again, according to the Shach, in this situation, the requirement of Chafifa Be'er Shabbos is Nikra Din, because he assumes straight like Rashi. Okay. What about Tevila on Motzei Shabbos after Avelis? A woman gets up from Shiva Shabbos morning, and Leil Tefillah is Motzei Shabbos. So Sidrei Tara Sifkat and Kaf, the Panim Iris that he quotes is referenced in the Pesach Tshuva just as a citation, but the Sidrei Tara Sifkat and Kaf quotes from the Tshuva's Panim Iris. Then in that situation where you have a woman who finishes, gets up from Shiva Shabbos morning, Leil Tefillah is Motzei Shabbos, she should perform Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, just like a regular Motzei Shabbos Tefillah, because that's not a Rechitza Shel Tanug. Only a Rechitza Shel Tanug is Aser during Shiva. This is a Rechitza L'Tzarech Mitzvah. So if a woman gets up from Shiva Shabbos morning and has Leil Tefillah Motzei Shabbos, that should be no different than any other Motzei Shabbos Tefillah, because it's not a Tevilah Shel Tanug, so she does Chafifa on Erev Shabbos. So paskins the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchos Avelos, Simin Shin Pei Aleph Seif Ches, Shin Pei Aleph Seif Ches. Sidrei Tara argues on the Panim Iros. Sidrei Tara paskins that in this situation, a woman should not do Chafifa until Motzei Shabbos, And he says that's reflected in the Ramaz Psak and Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Orachayim Simin Taf Kuf Nun Aleph Seif Tazayin. Taf Kuf Nun Aleph Seif Tazayin. The Ramah there, Paskins, based on an Aguda, as follows. Taf Kuf Nun Aleph Tazayin. Litzorach Mitzvah Shari. V'lechei Nida Rochetzes V'Toveles. Afilu Im Toveles Lel Yud B'Av. Mutter la lirchos be'erev Tisha B'Av, im efshir la lirchos leil yud. So if a woman's leil tefillah is motzai Tisha B'Av, and she's unable to do the chafifa on motzai Tisha B'Av, then she can do the chafifa on erev Tisha B'Av, even though in general, l'chitzas asur der shavu shechalbo, and 9 days mi minhaga. But the Tzarech Mitzvah is Mutter. So in this case, if it's E-Efshar to do the Chafifa Motzai Tisha B'Av, you could do the Chafifa on Erev Tisha B'Av. Mashma, that's only if it's E-Efshar on Motzai Tisha B'Av. But L'Chachila, you should perform the Chafifa on Motzai Tisha B'Av. And if you look in the side of our Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Hillel quotes is here. Okay, and that's the psak of the Sidrei Tara, that just like it's Mavur, the Raman Hilchos Tisha B'Av, that Lichachila, you don't do Chafif on Eret Tisha B'Av if you can do it Motzai Tisha B'Av. Same thing, by a woman gets up from Shiva on Shabbos, Leil Tefillah is Motzai Shabbos, better to do the Chafifa on Motzai Shabbos. And the Be'er Halacha has this as well there in Taf Kuf Nun Aleph, quoting from the Dogma Rebava, that this is the Ramah Lishitasa, that the Ramah in principle holds that the Iker Zman Chafifa is a night. So in principle, the Iker Zman Chafifa is always Motzei Shabbos. Mimin Haga, Minag Yafa, to do it Erev Shabbos, but that's only a Minag Yafa. But Iker Adin, the real Chafifa is Motzei Shabbos. So don't tell me that it's a... Don't tell me that it's not a rechitza shel tanuk. It's true that you're doing it for mitzvah purposes, but it's only to be mekayim minhag. It's not mikra din. Mikra din, the ikar zman chafifa is balayla. So unless there's some other extenuating circumstance, you shouldn't be matir tefillah erev Tisha B'Av to allow for a motzai Tisha B'Av tefillah. You shouldn't be matir chafifa erev Tisha B'Av to allow for a motzai Tisha B'Av tefillah. And he shouldn't be matir chafifa on a Friday and Erev Shabbos during Shiva to allow for a Motzei Shabbos post Shiva tevila either. According to the Shach, given that the Shach assumes that in the Ikar Adin, Rashi's correct that the optimal time for chafifa is in fact by Yom, so then the Shach presumably would say the same thing in the Avelis context and the Tisha B'Av context. As the Sidrei Tara says, especially during Shavu Shechalbo, that's even more kal because Shavu Shechalbo, the Yisrael Chiz, is only Mishum Min Haga, as opposed to Avelus Shiva, which is Medina. However, the Mishnah Brura does paskin in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Sifkatan Yud Ches, Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. Excuse me, Sifkat and Yud Ches, and the Shaar Etzion there in Sifkat and Kaf Dalid. So Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, and the Shaar Tshuva writes that if Tisha B'Av falls, if Leil Tefillah falls on Tisha B'Av, then you have to push off Tefillah till Motzai Tisha B'Av. So in that case, if Leil Tefillah is on Tisha B'Av itself, then L'Chachila, you should do Chafifa on Erev Tisha B'Av. So you should have gone to the Mikvah Leil Tisha B'Av. You can't. You push it off till Motzai Tisha B'Av. So Magen Avraham says that L'Chachila, you should do Chafifa on Erev Tisha B'Av. Mishnah Berurah quotes Magen Avraham. So the Shari Tshuva, who quotes this, says that this Magen Avraham is not like the Rama. Because according to the Rama, Mikra Din, the Zman Chafif is Balayla. So what difference does it make if the Leil Tfila is Tisha B'Av or Motzai Tisha B'Av? Lamaisa, you go into the Mikra Motzai Tisha B'Av, so you do Chafifa at night. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to be assuming, the Magen Avraham seems to be assuming that at least in the context of Tisha B'Av, where Rechitza during Shavuot Shechava is only Mishnah Minhaga, so then you would allow Chafifa Bayom, just as we would in any situation, L'chachila recommend Chafifa Bayom, even if you're going to be marking the Chafifa from the Tefillah by day, like a Motzai Shabbos Tefillah. Rabbi Morgenstern goes from Rav Yashiv that's only for what the Mishnah Berurah writes is only for Tisha B'Av, but not for Avelus. At Avelus, you'd still be Machmir because Avelus is the Isser Rechisa during Avelus is Medina, as opposed to during Shavu Shechalbo, which is Mishum in Haka. But the Bali Shulchan has the following Ha'ara. On page Kuf Hay in the Biurim. That what one could distinguish one could distinguish along the following lines, that the quotes of Lavush, that even if you assume that the Ikra Chafifa is Balayla, but in an Erev Shabbos situation, when you do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, there's less of a concern of not being Masmeh Chafifa to Tvila than on a random weekday, because we're not concerned that you're going to be engaged in Dvarim Chotzesim over Shabbos. So in general, we're reluctant to allow being marked the Chafifa from the Tefillah out of a concern that you're going to render the Chafifa meaningless if you're going to be touching Dvarim Chotzesim in the interim anyway. But on Shabbos, that's not such a concern because we don't touch the same things on Shabbos that we do during the week. So even if you assume that the Ikra Chafifa is Balayla, the exposure of being marked Chafifa from Tefillah over Shabbos is less significant. So that is true over Shabbos. It's not true over Tisha B'Av per se. So even where you would allow for Chafifa on Erev Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos Tefillah, but the same rationale may not apply, or the impetus for allowing the Chafifa on an Erev Tisha B'Av where you're going to be doing Tefillah Motzai Tisha B'Av may be less significant as well, because you might be touching Dvar Mechotzesim over Tisha B'Av anyway. So bottom line, the Machlokas HaPoskim, whether you would allow a Erev Tisha B'Av Chafifa, at least in a situation where the Leil Tefillah is Tisha B'Av, you're going to the Mikvah Mosai Tisha B'Av. But arguably, and for Avelus, the consensus is more L'chumra, that we would not allow Chafifa during Shiva. But especially if you take the more liberal approach of the timing of Chafifa in general, especially if you take the Rabbi Karp kind of approach as to the rationale for the minug of doing Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, so that would kind of point to less of a reason to allow chafifa during Shavuot Shechab and Erev Tisha B'Av as well, if you have a Motzei Tisha B'Av tefillah. Or to say that a little bit differently, it would be difficult to be matir chafifa on Erev Tisha B'Av for a woman who isn't, under normal circumstances, always makbid to do chafifa bayom for a Motzei Shabbos tefillah. Because if you're not going to be super makbid about that in general, for all the reasons that we discussed, then it's a lot harder to be matir that on Erev Tisha B'Av. Okay. I know we're a little bit over time, but we got to finish. We need to finish before the Bechina. So we'll try to wrap this up maybe in 15 minutes. Is that enough, Mincha? What time is Mincha? 4:50? Okay. fine. The Gemara has on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. The beginning of the long lines. Amar Rava, Tavla v'alsa v'nimsa leha davar chotetz. A woman went to the mikvah, and she left the mikvah, and now she sees the davar chotetz. In samach l'chafifa tavla, eina tzricha lachav v'lipa. If she was masmich the tefillah to the chafifa, she does not need to be chofefes and tovelis again. But if she wasn't masmich the chafifa to the tefillah, then she needs to be chofefes and tovelis again. Ikad amri, im be'oso yom shechafifa tavla, if on the same day that she did the chafifa, she did the tefillah, eina tzricha lachav lipo, she doesn't have to do it again. V'yem lav, if it wasn't the same day, tzricha lachav lipo, she has to do it again. Mai benayu, what's the nafkamina? Ika benayu, lemismach lechafifa tevila, lemechaf biyamama, ulemitbal balayla. So there's a whole sibuch in the Rishonim and the Gerasos here, whether the Gemara has one nafkamina, the other nafkamina, or two nafkamina. So the nafkamina of lemismach chafifa letvila, that we understand. As Rashi says, Ika benayu, lelishna kama bi'inan samach l'chafifa tevila. So according to the first lashon, the whole difference is, were you masmich chafifa l'tfila? So then that's the nafkamina. If you require be masmich chafifa l'tfila, so then if you are, you don't have to do it again, because we assume that the davar chotetz emerged after the tefillah. And if you are masbir chafifa l'tefillah, then you do have to do it again, because then we're concerned that the chatzitza emerged before the tefillah. But according to the second lashon, that it depends on whether it's the same day, so then there's no requirement of being masmich chafifa l'tefillah per se. And there's no evidence that Rashi was goreis anymore. There's no evidence that Rashi was goreis the second nafkamina of lemechaf bimama ulemitbal balayla. That's clear in the Beis Yossi points this out, but it's clear in other Rishonim that the Rif on Vav Amudeis B'dat Be'Rif in Shmuas did not have this. The Ravid Shar Tefillah Shar Gimel Othala didn't have it. The many Rishonim had a period after lemisma chafila litvila, the lechafifa tvila, and did not have the next four lines. There's only one afkamina of lemisma lechafifa tvila. And the Aruch HaNer points out that it seems compelling that there's a tosof from the Gemara, because if the Gemara meant to say there were two different afkamina, the Gemara should have said inami. There's no inami here. The printed Gemara just says, L'misba chafifa l'chafifa tefila l'mecha b'imam l'mitba b'lelia. So there's no stop. So Aruch HaNer thinks that that's indication that there's some shibush girsos here, and there's only meant to be one nafkamina. So Rashi, maybe, and the Rif and the Raiva definitely only have the first nafkamina of lemismach lechafifa tevila. Balamar in his Hasagos on the Raiva Bali Nefesh only has a second nafkamina. The Balamar only has lemechaf b'imama ulemitbal balayla. Nafkamina is to do chafifa bayom and tefila balayla. So at first glance, that's hard to understand. How is that a nafkamina? According to the first lashon, you need to be masmir chafifa l'tfila. So then you can't have chafifa bayom and tefila balayla. According to the second lashon, it has to be the same day. So vaiter, you can't have chafifa bayom and tefila balayla. So how is that a nafkamina between the two lashonos of the Gemara? Rabbi Buchwald, in his Ha'aros on the Raivis Bali Nefesh, see, he explains the Balmor differently. That according to the Balmor, the Nafkamina of the Gemara is not in a situation where you found a Chatzitza. If the case was a woman found a Chatzitza after Tefillah, so then it doesn't make a difference whether you hold like the first Lashon or the second Lashon. As long as you are in masbech the chafifa to the tefillah, you have to do it again. But the nafkamina is in a case where you didn't find the chatzitza. So if there's a requirement of be masbech chafifa le tefillah, so then according to the Baal Mor, if there's a requirement to be masbech chafifa le tefillah, if you weren't masbech chafifa le tefillah, then the tefillah is no good even if you didn't find the chatzitza. And if you have to be masbech chafifa l'tefillah, and you did chafifa bayom, then the tefillah is not going to be good, even if you didn't find the chatzitza. Because that's too much of a gap between the chafifa and the chatzitza. If you did chafifa bayom, a tefillah balayla, even if you didn't find the chatzitza, you have to redo the tefillah. But according to the second lashon, of imba oso yom shechafifa tavla, so as long as the chafifa, the tefillah, are on the same day, even if it's not samach, so then if you didn't find the chatzitza, you don't need to redo the tefillah and the chafifa. Okay. Now what is samach in the case of Rav? Tavla v'alsa v'nimsa la'davar chotzeis in samach l'chafifa tavla eina tzricha lachav v'lipa v'mlav tzricha lachav v'lipa. So in the context of this din, what is considered to be samach? The Rashba, lamet aleph amid beis in the katzar, lamet aleph amid beis in the aruch, and lamet aleph amid aleph in the katzar writes, samach is... In the Aruch, he writes, but also Hayom, if it's on the same day. And in the Kotzer, he writes, also Ha'ona, in the same 12-hour period.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Were you moved to this room?
No, you're giving a class. What time is your... Do you have a class?
4:30.
I went over time.
Okay, so, no problem.
I'm sorry. I'm going to wrap up.
No problem.
Okay. You start at 4:30?
I was supposed to. I'll start setting up.
Okay, fine. I'm going to wrap up. Okay. Should we go to 3:03 and finish up, or?
It's going to take me 5 minutes at least.
Yeah, okay, fine.
You can go to,
I'm sorry?
You can go to 3:03.
Fine, so let me do that. I'm going to keep the Chromebook on so you guys stay here, and then I'll just pause the recording and pick up again.
Do you want to sign off?
Very much so. It's very personal.
Okay, we're back. The Rashba writes that Samach, in the context of this din, is there also Hayom, the same day, or? I don't know, I'll try there. Or also Ona, the same 12-hour period. The Gaon in Sifkat and Kaftal, it is bothered. Aval Rashba Kasa B'Shem Razah, my Samach Bo Bayom, the Eini Nebid Vara of the Hulish Nakama. That if that's the case, so the second lashon is in the also yom shachavat tavla in the sricha lacha v'lipo, the mark sricha lacha v'lipo, and the first lashon is in samach lechafifat tavla. So if samach means also a yom, so what's the difference between the lishna kama and the lishna basra? And in fact, that's the way the Mechaber goes in the Tifyod, Chatufa v'ina v'tavla, u'ba'aliyasa nimsa la dabar chotzeitz, in the self ona shachafufa tavla eina tzvicha tzvila cheres, v'yamav tzvicha cheres. So that's the Mechaber paskins, that the critical question is, was this in the same ona, or was it not in the same ona? The Shach in Tzvikati Yidal, who knows that this is a machlok as Rishonim. Yesh poskim ein mechalkim bein toch ona el bein sabach letfilo lo, shema chafifa samach letfilo ein sabach lachsa v'lacha v'lipo, v'm lachsa v'lacha 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 v'lipo, v'chein nasa raivid, v'asagos, v'machloksim talu b'girsa. V'yibahach mir kishtei adeos, that has to be in the same ona, it has to be samach as well. So you need both samach and also ona, at least lechachila. Sidri Taras of Katan Kavzayin tries to resolve the Rashba as follows, quoting the Teferis Lamosha, that if you hold samach the second lashon, then you need both samach the first lashon, then you need both samach and also yom. But according to the second lashon, the Gemara, all you need is also hayom. You don't need samach. So that. He acknowledges in that reflected in the Mechaber. The Mechaber just says, also Ha'ona. Ravadia Paskin's Taras Abayi's page, Reis Amach Lov, that if you start the Chafifim Bebel Yom, and you continue Ad Shetashach, as is the Min HaKasher, so then we would consider that also Ha'ona, also Hayom, since anyway, Ben Hashmashas is Safek Laila, and the Iker Chafifa is only Tekanis Ezra, which is the Dinder Abanan, so we would consider that also Hayom, also Ona, and that's what Rabbi Forrest writes as well. And then Mechaber writes, Ula HaRambam, Ben Kach, Tzvicha Tzvila Cheres, Ela Shizu Ein Tzvicha Lachzer, V'locho V'zu Tzvicha. So that's the Rambam, in Perek Beis Halacha Yudzayin, Perek Beis Halacha Yudzayin, Tavla v'alsa v'nimsa v'adabar chotzeitz, im v'alsa yom shachaf v'atavla ein zvich halacha pamashniya, alef chazeres v'tavelas miyad olvad, v'yamlav zvich halacha pamashniya v'lipo. So according to the Rambam, regardless, you need another tefila. The only question is, do you need another chafifa? But even if it was samuch, and you find the dabar chotzeitz, you still need another tevila. And that's how the Rambam presumably understood the sugya. The Rechaber quotes the Rambam as the second day. Rav Avadya says, according to Klali HaRav, the Beis Yosef, if you have a stam v'yashom and v'lachas kistam, so then you don't have to be machmir for the Rambam, and the Torah doesn't quote the Rambam. Sidri Tara Lamed Aleph quotes in the Shmos Yaakov, that we should be machmir like the Rambam, and that's why the Ramah says v'chein dasa ben Yerucham, that the Rambam is not a das yachid. To which Rav Avadya says we know that the parenthetical references in the Ramah weren't written by the Ramah, so you can't prove anything about the shita Ramah from the parentheses. So Rav Avadya says where you can be machmir, better to be machmir, but not critical. Just finish up very quickly. We'll try to get this finished in 2-3 minutes. Tosos on some of other names in some of the Chafita raised the question Gemara Nechulin Dav Yud. Tavu the all of the insula davar chotzeit afilin is alti bosom in kol yom kulo lo asla tefila shiyam barili. Shalai like Adam Lachay. You have to be able to say barili that the chatzisa wasn't there. I here there's no mention of barili. Here it just depends on whether it's samach or not. So hasam is shalai tavu samach lechafifa. So that's talking about where it wasn't samach lechafifa. If it was samach lechafifa, so then you have argamar. If it wasn't samach lechafifa and you see barili, you say barili that the davar chotzeit wasn't there before. Then you can be makom. And then the Rebbeinu Tam is the chelik between chulin and taris. Says the Rambam, Pari Beis Lacha Pap Gimel, Mi shetavol the olav and imsul adavar chotzeitz, Ach bish mis athi bo samin kol yom kulo rei b'tumaso, Ad she yomer yodei ani bevada shelo hayazel laikoy batfila, Holo behutzap tame, Hame tame al tumaso, Ad she teide bevadai shetar. So Rambam says, in that case, you find the adavar chotzeitz, you need to say barley. Says the Mechaber and the Troy Sif Yud Aleph. No mention of barley. Medvar Muri Mishal Nesas Gvel Samin. When Nesas Gvel Samin, then she's Tahora, even without barley. The Shas, the Rambam, Sif Kaz Nesayin, that you need barley. Chachmas Adam entertains me, Mekel, but seems to be Machmer Ledina. And most Poskim are Machmer. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, that if you aren't able to say barley, you'd have to be mafir to do the tefillah again. So that's a complicated matter. You have to ask a shayla gufo shalanyan, if this ever happens, to figure out what's the likelihood that the davar chotzeit came afterwards, and is there a barley situation or not to require another tefillah, and when are you mechalel between lonsa etzel baitla and lo lonsa etzel baitla. Okay, sorry for the rush up, but we'll finish here, and the Chinam Yirtzeh Hashem will be a week from tomorrow. Okay.